Okay, paper 18 is we agreed with you that we'd bring you twice a year a review of the statistics, the number of issues we've been dealing with, and so we've updated this from the last time to now include the full results for 2012, and so this illustrates how we've dealt with the issues in 2012 compared with prior years, and the chart on page 2, the table on page 2 indicates how each of those issues that we've dealt with has been dealt with. The number of issues has been comparable 2012 compared with 2011, and I think the thing to perhaps note here is that agenda decisions, when you look at 2012, 2011, being at 9 or 10, which is lower than years prior to that. And I would just suggest that that's partly reflective of the ability for us now, particularly in 2012, to be able to deal with things or propose narrow scope amendments to the RSB, which is something that we weren't able to do previously. And so rather than necessarily not to take something on the basis that it was beyond an annual improvement or interpretation, we've been able to make proposals, and we certainly did that last year on a number of issues to the board, which then turned into exposure drafts at the end of last year. We also have in the table on page 4 details about when we have given agenda decisions, what the principal reason has been for not taking something onto the agenda. And there the main reason for during 2012 has been that we felt there has been sufficient guidance in the standards, rather than perhaps if you look back in earlier years where there's been things like sort of an ISB project that has been ongoing or other factors, so most significant of us in practice, for example. So perhaps some of the outreach that we've been building in over the last 2 or 3 years to find out what sort of diversity there is in practice through contacting national standard setters, etc., has given us a better feel for how things have been dealt with. And you can see there was none last year that we rejected on the basis of no diversity in practice. Are there any questions about the review or the overview of the committee's work over the last year?
Joanne?
It's an interesting paper and it tells us the statistics. I guess I was, and you introduced it by saying, yes, we do this every 6 months. I guess what we need to do is to think about why we're doing it and what are we hoping to achieve other than just reading the information that is here, i.e., do we have some KPIs that we should be measuring ourselves against, and have we met that? This is just a snapshot of factual information, and I read it with what purpose? So that was my first comment. And the second one is interesting that we have still got it split between interpretations and implementation activities and work performed on behalf of the ISB. I see that actually we have changed what we are. We are no longer, if you like, separating those two things. We are far more global, we've got more things in our toolbox, and I certainly wouldn't separate those two things anymore. Since 2008, yes, we've done that, but to me, it's probably worth thinking about why this is produced, how it's produced, and what, when we've read it, what are we supposed to get out of it?
Yeah. And certainly, I think it's important that we are conscious of how we are dealing with issues, and so we understand how things are being dealt with, how they're being disposed of, and sometimes, you know, people have suggested that this committee hasn't been very useful or hasn't actually done anything, and I think these statistics do demonstrate that actually we have been doing useful work in proposing clarifications, amendments or interpretations in response to people's requests.
And I think we should take Jonah's point, the subdivision between the two. Hey, Long?
Yeah, just would like to make a couple of comments. And the first, I would like to staff at the for the annual improvement process that as many companies must prepare their first quarter reports for their annual report. That's fine. The timelines for making any change through AIP is kind of a problem. So we need to see the timelines for majority of the companies for the quarter report. Second is I think at each meeting, probably too many topics and addressed. Some may not so urgent and pervasive. Can we sometimes too many issues take a long time, over 3 or 4 meetings to reject or get a conclusion, and some some are not discussed at the consecutive meeting. So it will not be so efficient to get the conclusion as soon as possible.
I take your point. The most efficient way to do things is to get something resolved in one meeting. In standard setting, you don't always get what you want. Second most efficient is to get something done in consecutive meetings. The limitation on that, other than staff resources and the degree to which we're reaching out to others and have to rely on them and things like that, is of course that when a rejection notice comes back from exposure, we can't discuss it any longer at consecutive meetings because the board added a month to the exposure period. So between the point at which we issue a rejection notice and the point at which the committee discusses the comments we received on it, there will always have been a meeting in between. It's just unavoidable. But we take your point, obviously. We need to always strive for that. Margaret? Peggy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just an observation on the chart on page 2, just with respect to, on behalf of the IASB, the 40 for 2012. I think there was something that was unusual about 2012. I'm just going back to my memory.
2010. I think there were two cycles of annual improvements,
yes.
And that we had a double cycle. That's when we first started
doing
annual improvements.
So maybe
on half
we
the
just
board.
Need to footnote that chart, just because having a permanent record, it looks like what happened that year. And then second, should we also, and I know we've done this in the past, have a summary just like this chart, but the key topics that we've been talking about, so business combinations, consolidated financial statements, to show just where the key topics might have changed from year to year?
I think that's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's an analysis that we often ask other people to do for us. There's certainly no reason why we shouldn't do it to ourselves.
And it shows trends where
yeah.
You know people's concerns might be shifting.
Anything else? Okay, this ends the public portion of our meeting. We have an administrative session, but that will not be open to the public. So at this point, I want to thank those of you who listened over the internet, and we hope to see you next time.